Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Bennett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Freese reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Conigliaro moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bennett strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive towards the mound. Buzzard catches it and throws to second to double up Yastrzemski. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bennett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's 3 to nothing, Red Sox. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. Bennett moves to second. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Cater reaches third base with a triple. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward pinch hits for John Buzzard. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone bunts towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon is walked intentionally. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 4 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.